Good morning, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Morning Show here at KRFY 88.5 FM. I'm your host, Phil Huff, and we have three guests in the studio this morning with Priest River Youth Connections. We're going to get to them in a moment, but first, the weather. If you've been outside, you'll notice it's starting to really look like fall. We have patchy fogs turning to mostly clouds with a high of 64 degrees. It was 47 when I drove across the Long Bridge. Tonight, we have a 30% chance of showers dipping down into the upper 30s. Tomorrow, we're back in the 60s with a 60% chance of rain also. And that chance of rain follows on through Wednesday night and into Thursday. So we're starting to turn into fall weather. Time to appreciate what we have with the waning days of summer, though. So if it is nice, get out and enjoy it. With no further ado, we're going to turn to the morning's guests again with the Priest River Youth Connections 5th Day program. In the studio with us this morning, we have Liz Holbrook, president, Shannon Flesher, treasurer, and Bill Mullally, board member. We're going to start first with you, Liz. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to turn your microphone up. We're going to try that again. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. A little nervous.
Oh, don't worry. Relax. Just think we're having a cup of coffee and no one but the four of us are listening. Shannon, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And Billy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Excellent. So everything sounds good. We're going to come back and do more formal introductions. Liz, tell us a little bit more about yourself, how you came to be president of this program.
Well, my background is in social work. I was a late start mother of three and got my bachelor's degree in psychology and organizational science. And I worked at SL Start in Imagine Behavior doing habilitative intervention and moved on to Athol Elementary to work in special ed. And did case management and program management in youth emergency services over in Newport. And I'm currently a business manager, office manager for Holbrook Construction for my husband's business. And this summer, I did a Salty Teens summer program with the West Bonner Library. And I just have a passion to provide some things in Priest River for youth to do. And so here we are. We're all working hard together to make that happen.
Salty teens. Hopefully that means they're getting out and exercising. We're not using foul language we can't use on the radio.
No, no. Salty teens is social, active, life skills, teamwork, and independence.
Oh, very good. That sounds like it's right up the alley of what you're choosing to do here.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my background is not as extensive as Liz's, but I'm a mom, and I have a degree in paralegal, and I am... Currently, I have Flesher Trucking LLC with my husband that I do all the book work for, and I just started my own 7 bookkeeping, accounting, bookkeeping business that I do a couple other trucking outfits for, and Liz kind of got me going on it. I'm pretty sure she said it was going to be like a once a month type thing, but I've jumped in with both feet and... excited for this program to get going, and yeah.
I think most nonprofit volunteers aren't aware of what they're getting into when they are, or they wouldn't. So that's good just to jump in with both feet.
Yeah, and that's what we've done. Yeah.
Billy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Billy Mullally. I'm born and raised in Priest River. I've always been involved in the community. I was a softball coach, baseball coach for Little League. I was on the fire department, volunteer fire department. I was on city council. I was the mayor. I'm back on city council again. I'm an odd fellow. That's an association, Lodge 67. We help out with the community. I work as an architect, as electrical engineer for NAC Engineering. My passion is really to just help out the community. I've always been involved with everything. I mean, I was a city Santa Claus for a while. If anybody needs any help, they always just sign it. Give me a holler, and here I come. And Liz was putting this together, and she asked me if I'd like to help. And I said, sure, you know, because it's anything to do to help the community, especially with the helps the children, I'm there 100%, 100%.
Now, I know our listeners are going to want to know a lot more about the Priest River Connections group as well as the program. I know it's fairly new, Liz. I think you're nodding your head, so why don't you give us a deeper window into the program, its mission, its history, how it came to be?
Well, our mission statement, I'll read that, is to support youth in West Bonner County reach their goals through scholarships, music, activities, and programs that enhance their mental, creative, physical, and social well-being. So we aim to enrich the lives of youth in West Bonner County and meet them with whatever needs they have in the community. So we're very broad. We're just here to help the kids, and we'll see where that takes us. Our current focus is in the fifth day program. We plan to grow from here. We would like to have a Sang library for teens to be able to check out items such as kayaks, snowboards, water gear, cooking items, etc. Our big focus is to open a teen center in Priest River where teens can access showers, laundry facilities, homework help, a place to hang out with friends, and get lined up with resources, partner with high school, and assist with helping struggling students that have needs.
It sounds like a very robust vision, and we're going to get to both the fifth day program and hopefully the teen center too in a moment. How did it all come to be? Where was that flash of inspiration, and how did it transform from an idea into the reality of an organization?
Well, it came to be with our district struggles and our former superintendent, Jackie Branham. She did the 5-year strategic plan for the school district, and in that was a 4-day school week. And she wanted to make sure that the community wasn't left out and that struggling families had help on Fridays. So she recruited help, and I jumped in to help. And so with her push, I started working with trying to figure out if we could have a Boys and Girls Club pilot program, trying to find umbrella organizations. It was a lot of work, and none of it seemed to be fruitful. And so I started talking to Friday Friends people in Bonner's Ferry, and I was still communicating with the Boys and Girls Club people, and everybody's willing to come together and help with ideas. But then I met Kate Mansour with the Sandpoint Teen Center and Kelly with UCAN, and they were very helpful in everything that they provided. And so I just decided, I'm going to find some people that are really motivated, who want to jump in with both feet and help. And so we went for it to do our file for our 501c3 to do it on our own. Excellent. Which we ended up not getting until August.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we are very fresh.
Very fresh, very new. And I would suppose there's more than the three of you.
There are. So our board had a little bit of growing pains. We did lose two board members. One was because he's the band teacher and he had a lot going on. And the other, she's just busy with her own business. Mm-hmm. But we have Neil Jinks. He's a board member. And then Michelle Larson. She's the secretary, but she's also the gear up coordinator for the high school. So we're going to partner with that to bring in some exciting stuff for the high school students.
So fill in my blanks here, if I'm hearing correct. I'm not as familiar with the West Bonner. I don't have kids, so I'm not that familiar with any of the school districts, but I have friends who have their children in the Lake Pondere School District. So currently, the West Bonner is on a 4-day-a-week scholastic program. And so this is intended to fill in for that fifth day with activities to keep the kids busy during the days. How much of that is scholastic? How much of that is overall well-being, a place to be like the Boys and Girls Club?
Well, right now we just started out with a crash landing. And sure. So we do have some things going on. So we try to do a STEM activity. We do some art activities, and we have a substitute teacher who comes in and does PE. And we provide 2 snacks a day. We go from 7:30 to 4 p.m. Anybody else?
Well, I haven't had a chance. We have several people that have volunteered. We all had to go down and get fingerprinted so we can get our background check.
Background checks.
And if anybody else is really interested in this, we would love them to get a hold of us so that they can get background checks too. Our goal was to help out the community with kindergarten to 6th grade to start with. And some of the ideas we come up with was, like she was saying, painting and games and such. And then I was talking about, and I shouldn't say we were talking about, if you have a 6th grader and there's only maybe 2 6th graders there, maybe we could help them help us help the little kids so they get some kind of training of, you know, this is how you tutor a younger child. So, you know, some kind of mentoring system with them. So that was some of the ideas we threw out there. We haven't had a large capacity of children yet. So not all of us have been involved in the fifth day program. So, I mean, I haven't had a chance to go up yet because they haven't needed me. I'm planning on coming up this Friday just to check it out because I've worked it out with my real job. I mean, this is going to probably be my real job after this, because when you volunteer for things like this, it takes up a whole lot of your time. And the more people we get involved, the more time we can get ourselves acquainted. And how do you say this? I would say the more people we get involved, the less stress will be on everybody else. And right now, Liz has been a great leader on this whole thing. I mean, hands down, she is like the one that pushed this thing through. We back her 100%. We all get together our ideas. Everybody comes through with some great ideas. We put them together, and then we take a vote on them and say, here's what we're going to do. We just hired, well, not hired, but what was the lady's name? For
our volunteer coordinator, Hillary. Yes. She just got married. Neffiger?
I can't remember.
Hillary Sims was her maiden name. Love you, Hillary. Sorry. Neffiger is what I think it is, but she's doing great. She's handling all of that confusing volunteer schedule to make sure that we have so we have an AM and a PM so volunteers don't get worn out. We have a 7 AM to 12 PM and then a 12 PM to 5 PM shift.
Mm-hmm. So how large is how many kids come?
So
right now we have about 6 kiddos.
Okay.
Which definitely is on the lower side than what we thought. When they started the 4-day school week, that was basically the main concern in our community was, what about the kiddos on the Friday that have nowhere to go? The parents still work. And so that's why we created this. And we thought we would have a bigger turnout than what we do right now. We are hoping and crossing our fingers that as the weeks come in that we do have
it'll build
more
over
kiddos.
Time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the footprint of West Bonner County? How geographically can you describe that area for our listeners who might be new to the area?
So does it start at Laclede? Do we get some Laclede? Yeah. All the way at Laclede and then basically to outside of Blanchard. Because we have the Idaho Hill Elementary School in Old Town that is still part of the school district that gets the Blanchard to the Spirit Lake cut off right there, okay. Bay Area.
Priest Lake.
Priest Lake.
So quite a geographically dispersed area. How do the kiddos get to the program? Do parents drop them off, or is there assistance with transport?
Yeah, right now the parents do have to drop off. We're hoping that, I mean, as long as we get enough kids to come in to make the program work, then we would like to apply for the funding once grant season opens up, and we would like to be able to offer transportation to help get like the Priest Lake kiddos or the ones out in Blanchard and Vay area. But right now, we just can't fund that bus.
We've had generous donors, but it covered our liability insurance and supply costs, so we're running very minimal right now.
When we started this, we actually discussed about a cap, and we said we're going to take 100, because we expected, with the demand that we thought was coming, because when this all first started, I mean, we thought there was, I mean, every kid from kindergarten to sixth grade was going to be coming to this program. So we put a cap on 100 until we could figure out how many volunteers we needed. And we have enough volunteers. It's just that we don't have enough children, and not that we're begging you guys to bring your kids here, but if my thing is that if you have nowhere to put your children, we are a safe place. We'll be teaching them, we'll be taking care of them, they're going to have lunches. I mean, we're not going to it's just we're here to help these children make it through the day on the fifth day and help the parents so they don't have to stress out and say, what am I going to do with little Billy today? You know, right. Is he going to go to his uncle's, his aunt's? Do I got to get off work early? So this will be able to help everybody in the community.
Yeah, or pay the extreme costs of daycare, because daycare is very expensive.
The benefits for the whole family so that the parents have a place that they can leave kids and they don't have to take time off from work or pay daycare or worry about the latchkey element.
And we don't offer lunch yet, but we will offer lunch. Sorry. We will offer lunch in the future. If the need continues to grow and it's something that we can sustain, we will get the funding for meals and such.
But if a kiddo does show up,
we have backup.
We do have backup if the need.
So I imagine one of the big obstacles is simply a facility. How did you find a place? What did you find?
Well, we worked with the school district.
Yep.
So The superintendent helped us, the former and the current, get to that. And then we presented to the board and got voted in. So we use Priest River Elementary. We have two classrooms, a computer lab, and the gym. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the playgrounds. And right now with six kids, that's more than plenty. more than enough.
Yeah. All right, just keeping track of them so they don't wander off is one of the bigger challenges, I would imagine.
Well, currently we have three on in the AM and three in the PM, so everybody has a buddy.
And you've projected the fifth day on out, at least probably through this semester, this school season, I'd assume.
We're not sure how that's going to go yet. If we only have six kids, we need to talk about that at our next board meeting. But our plan is to provide it for the whole year as of right now. Mm-hmm.
We're hoping that the community starts to see what we're putting forth and that they start helping out and getting involved. And I know it's hard to say this, but it takes a lot to get involved. People don't, and I say this, I'm very politically incorrect, so excuse me if I say this wrong, but people do not like to get involved in things they don't understand. And this isn't something that they need to understand. We're just trying to let everybody know that we are here to help them with their issues that we have. I mean, like it says, when you go to work and your child has to stay home or you have to find a place for them, we're here to help out with that. We want to take the stress away from everybody. And this fifth day program, I mean, once it gets rolling on, I mean, this could be, I mean, the future for us. Mm-hmm.
What's the upside if you could take a stab at what the enrollment during the other 4 days looks like for age K through six? Yeah. For the school system, how many students possibly could be involved?
Well, we definitely thought we would meet the 100 goal, and we thought we would have a waiting list. Mm-hmm. And so did the principal of Priest River Elementary. So I think we could definitely reach 100, 150 kids. Mm-hmm. I know the need is there. I'm just not sure that everybody understands, and transportation might be a barrier as well. And also, it's $10 a day for you to bring your kiddo. Mm-hmm. If you have more than two kids, it drops down to $5 a day. And if you have any financial hardships, we don't want to turn anybody away. They just need to come talk to us and we'll allow them to just come at no cost.
Mm-hmm. That seems very reasonable. What are some of the obstacles to getting more engagement? Is it a matter of getting the word out or experience?
Getting the word out more, we've tried. I think with everything going on in our school district itself, mm-hmm. there's just so much negativity mm-hmm. going around in our community when we're just trying to promote like our positive, like regardless of where your stance is in the community, like this is, we are 100% about the kids. Yeah. That's all there is to it. And I think that some people in the community just might not know that.
And the other thing, too, is we've put stuff, activities on the Facebook page, and we've actually shared it to the West Bonner County School District page. So it is being pushed out there. And we ask if you see that, if you could share it, please, mm-hmm. so that other people can see mm-hmm. it. If there's just us three or four or five people sharing, it's not going to be shared more. So our goal is to get our 100 kids and then more afterwards. But we just really need the community to step up, bring your children in, and let us show everybody just what we are here for.
It takes time to get the word out on all programs of any kind, but especially like this, I would imagine. And with the turmoil you've mentioned, maybe once that tamps down some, that'll help.
We also had the school district send out emails to all the families. So we have that going too. Mm-hmm. So I think they'll be sending out another email here shortly.
And we're it's mid-September.
We've only had 2 weeks of school.
Right. So you've had two fifth-day programs.
Yep, two Fridays.
Third one coming up this week. Mm-hmm. So there's an opportunity for it to grow from there. Well, let's take a short music break. We'll hear from the Fifth Dimension, and then we'll come back. We'll talk a little more about the program and maybe the vision for a teen center. So if you're just tuning in, we're here at KRFY 88.5 FM on the Tuesday morning show, talking with folks from the Priest River Youth Connection about the fifth day program. As I said, we're going to take a short music break, and then we'll be right back. So stay with us. Welcome back to the morning show here on Tuesday, September 19th, 88.5 FM, KRFY listener-supported community radio for North Idaho. I'm your host, Phil Huff, and with me in the studio today, we have three guests from the Priest River Youth Connections 5th Day program: Liz Holbrook, president; Shannon Flesher, treasurer; Bill Mullally, board member. It's a new program looking to expand beyond its current horizons, and so lots more that folks can do to help. Let's pick back up there, Liz. Tell us a little bit about what folks can do to help you get this program really launched.
Well, the big thing is social media. Even if you don't live around here or live in Priest River, you can always like and share our posts on our 5th Day program. Shannon, you want to read our Facebook address? We have two of them. So we have the 5th Day program, and then we have our page for Priest River Youth Connections, and we're learning about the internet, how to do things.
Okay, so our 5th Day Facebook page is the www.facebook.com/, I always get those two mixed up, PRY Connections. And then our separate Facebook page for the Priest River Youth Connections is the www.facebook.com/ PRY Youth Connections. And I guess it's just how it's spelled differently. Or
there's youth in that one.
Yep. So, yeah.
If you could just like and share, because the more shares, the more community awareness, and that's what we really need right now.
Get the word out.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to add something exciting that I forgot to share. So Mrs. Wendell, a kindergarten teacher over at Priest River Elementary, applied for, I believe it was a $50,000 grant. And if they get it, they're going to provide STEM activities all day Fridays. So they wanted to collaborate with us and pull in the different age groups throughout the day so that the kids are getting some pretty cool activities. Mm-hmm. So we're waiting to hear on that. We should know in the next, I think, 6 weeks.
So if listeners want to help in ways other than just sharing, if they want to be a volunteer or board member or contributor, how can they get engaged? How can they get involved?
So there's a couple different ways. We do have our phone number that we can be reached at. It is 208-606-0797. And we can also be reached by email at pryconnections@gmail.com. Those are a couple ways to contact us personally. And then we're always looking for financial donations, of course, to keep us going. And we have a donations account set up at STCU, and that's any STCU that somebody can go in and just say that they want to donate to the Priest River Youth Connections, and they will put that in our account for us. And then we also have Venmo as well, and that is the at Priest River Youth Connections, where they can search for us and find us with Venmo.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, before we move on to the visions for the future of the Teen Center, anything more about the 5th Day program you'd like to talk about?
Well, it's been a lot of fun the last two Fridays. We've had a lot of fun. I might sing karaoke soon. We'll see. But we've painted rocks.
We'll keep you on the show after the interview's over. So
Mrs. Parker came in and did a guided fall painting last Friday, which is cool. The kids all 2nd through 6th grade got to paint some pumpkins. And I don't know. It's just been a lot of fun.
This week, I kind of would like to make slime with the kids. I found that. So I thought that would be a fun thing to do with the kids. And I think it's good for our listeners to know also that the kids love it. We've had a couple parents reach out to us, and they're just like, so-and-so loves it. And they look forward to it. And we actually had a kiddo that was upset that mom didn't have to work. And so she wasn't going to come.
Have to stay at home.
Yeah, but she got her way. She got her way, and she was with us that Friday.
I say, that's pretty funny.
Mixing slime with kids doesn't sound, it sounds to me like a nightmare, but I suppose it's everyone's
it
own
It does,
interest.
But I have a 2nd grader, and I know what he likes. Yeah. And so I think the kids would really like to do something fun like that. And it's something that they get to take home.
Yeah. Billy, tell us what you enjoy most about it all.
Well, like I said, I haven't had a chance to interact with the children yet because they haven't needed me up there. But I am coming up this Friday to see how it all goes.
To make some slime.
Oh, good. You get to make slime with us.
I get to make some slime with everybody, so I'll be 10 and I'm a Ghostbuster, I guess. because it's really funny because when we'll have a bunch of kids at the house and they'll say, we need somebody to stay with the kids, we need an adult. And the kids go, well, Billy can't stay because he's not an adult. So I'm actually a child at heart.
A new tagline, slime, the stuff memories are made of.
There you go.
So we started out the show with also some discussion of the future, maybe holding a teen center, which sounds like a huge goal. And also things have to start off with that big, audacious goal. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about that.
Well, we all have to meet as a board and vote on how we want to go about things. But I did reconnect with my prior work, Youth Emergency Services. And so she's willing, Sarah Phillips is willing to work with us on giving us the parameters on some things that we're not thinking of. And of course, we have Dig Grismer mm-hmm. with Inovia, and she's been a plethora of knowledge, which is mm-hmm. how we got to be here.
Yes.
And she's been really good at giving us the network that we need to kick some ideas around. And we have Kate Mansour too with Sandpoint Teen Center. My idea that is to have a building, which hopefully Billy can help us out with that since he's city council and knows everything around the town, to get a building to where kids have showers, laundry facilities, just a great place to hang out. I would love to be the director, to be at the youth center where kids can drop in. And I'm hoping we could have like some counseling stuff going on in that too. It's a very broad, I could probably talk about this for hours. Basically, the kids just need stuff to do. They need support. They need resources. There's just not a lot except for making poor choices for mm-hmm. the kids. I'm pretty sure.
No, it's so important to give them those opportunities, mm-hmm. not to make poor choices, the opportunities to make yeah. good choices mm-hmm. and have good memories.
And with this youth center that we're talking about, this would be a year-round facility. It wouldn't just be during the school. It'd be weekends, summer, every time, spring break, Christmas break. Because there are some homeless children out there. A lot of people don't realize we do have homeless people or homeless mm-hmm. children in mm-hmm. our area. And this would be a safe place for them to come and take their, like she said, take a shower and, you know, food and, you know, get to know each other. And then if they need counseling, we have counselors there. Mm-hmm. It's a huge undergoing, but I know I seriously will just say this. I know with Liz steering the ship, mm-hmm. we are going to go forward. She has a drive that nobody understands. This lady has a drive I've never seen before. I mean, I pushed, but yeah. this girl really goes forward.
Thank you.
Yeah. It will happen.
It'll happen.
Yeah. I believe it will too.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to have you back on the morning show some number of months down the road as things progress and you're at pivotal points. That's an open invitation. Just let me know. But
awesome. We'll be back.
Yeah. Well, before we close out, any final thoughts, any more anecdotes about what it's been like so far to get things up and running?
It was pretty hard at first to get things going. It really was. We were all a little confused. We were all kind of, you know, everybody had, like I said, they had their own ideas about what we thought we saw. And then we rounded them together and we've really been, we're still a lump of clay trying to mold into a perfect position. But I believe that, like I said, this program is really going to fall through. I mean, it's just going to keep rolling bigger and bigger and bigger. And the more people that get involved, the bigger it's going to get. And the community, once it gets behind us, it's going to be a nonstop program.
Yeah, always vital to get that community support. And then once you have it, yeah, things just continue to happen and go forward.
And it creates unity. Where everybody's working together for something positive, it's just a great thing to grow.
Yes.
Shannon, any final thoughts, any anecdotes, things to reflect on?
I just wanted to say thanks for listening. And if there are any grant writers out there that would like to help us once grant season is up and going, we have a few things that we've been applying for right now. We definitely would love some help. So, yeah, that's a big thing. And please reach out to us and help in any way you can. You don't have to live in the West Bonner County School District to help out. We'll take any help that we can get.
We'll even take any ideas on any kind of projects, fun projects. Yes. If anybody would like to email, don't forget our email is pryconnections@gmail.com and our phone number is 208-606-0797.
Right. Well, that sounds pretty good, but we'll give the final thought to you, Liz. Yeah, you're on the spot, I know. But you have the drive to take it forward.
I just really hope we can get community support to drive everything forward, because it'll be a lot easier if we all come work together to make something great for the kids, because they could really use it.
Kids are such an important part of our community, and communities are so important that it really does take the efforts of many folks. So our listeners turn up in miraculous ways. I'm sure you're going to get the morning show bump after this plays. So if you're just tuning in, we've been talking with Liz, Shannon, and Billy from Priest River Youth Connections about the Fifth Day program. As always, this will be available as a podcast later on this afternoon or tomorrow at the latest at krfy.org. So feel free to check that out and help out if you can. And thank you once again for coming into the studios today.
Thanks
for having us.
Thanks for having us. Yep.